is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon. It was a down day on Wall Street today.
Stocks were slammed after the July jobs report came in much weaker than expected, adding fuel to worries about the U.S. economy following several other disappointing economic signals. Investors also soured on another batch of tech earnings as shares plunged for Amazon and Intel, with Intel cutting 15% of its workforce in a restructuring.
CBS News business reporter Jason Brooks. The Dow lost 610 points today. The Nasdaq lost nearly 418. There are no excuses, says Secret Service Acting Director Ronald Rowe Jr., but he says he's going to fix it.
I am committed to pursuing accountability for the Secret Service's failure in Butler, Pennsylvania.
He's talking about the assassination attempt against former President Trump during a campaign rally in Butler. Vice President Harris has clinched the Democratic presidential nomination today in a virtual roll call vote. But CBS's Weijia Jiang says the road to the White House will not be easy.
It is a very tight race, but it's also very early in the race. There is polling that shows that she is gaining some momentum, gaining some ground, especially with regard to the amount of enthusiasm for her.
Delegates will officially nominate Harris in person later this month at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Three Americans who were wrongly detained in Russia are now getting treatment at a Texas military base. CBS's Natalie Brand reports.
Coming home itself is really stressful.
Liz Cathcart is executive director of Hostage U.S., a resource for those wrongfully detained and their families.
Not only dealing with those types of traumas that you dealt with in captivity, but it's also then figuring out how to rebuild your new life.
A storm system over Cuba could move over the Florida Peninsula this weekend. National Hurricane Center Director Michael Brennan is tracking.
Potential for heavy rainfall is going to extend up across coastal Georgia, South Carolina, and especially into southeastern North Carolina as we go into next week. Potential for 4 to 8 inches of rainfall in this area as well.
With the latest on the Olympics, here's CBS's Wendy Gillette.
The U.S. has broken a world record, the first for the team during these Olympics, in the 4x400-meter mixed relay in track and field. In the pool, Leon Marchand keeps rising to one of the sport's greats. He won gold in the 200-meter individual medley after taking first in the 400 individual medley, 200 fly, and 200 breast. Only four swimmers have won four individual gold medals at a single Olympics. One of them is Michael Phelps. Wendy Gillette, CBS News, Paris.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Yes, Karen Wandry, the 85-year-old woman from Waterford, was found alive and is safe. It comes after a 3-day search. She's currently undergoing medical evaluation and is reported to be in stable condition. A bench warrant has been issued for Harry Waite, the conservative activist from Racine County accused of election fraud. Court records show he failed to appear at a court hearing yesterday. Waite had previously filed a notice to change his attorney. A person lying in the middle of Highway E in Summers was struck and killed by a car early yesterday. The driver did stop and call the police after the collision. Judges elected in the spring were sworn in yesterday, with Jessica Lynott taking over the Racine County Circuit Court Branch 3. Heather Iverson assumes the Kenosha County Circuit Court Branch 3. Both judges unseated previously appointed judges. And it should be a drier day at the state fair. The grandstand event last night got canceled. Tonight on the big stage is TLC. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers prepare for family night. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers will be holding their family night practice tomorrow night inside a completely sold-out Lambeau Field. Jordan Morgan has been lining up at right guard and was asked, as the first-round pick out of Arizona, what does he think so far about what he's hearing about family night?
80,000 fans, and I've never been in a stadium that big with that many fans. So for that to go on that night, I'm so excited to see that.
Edge rusher Rashawn Gary.
Man, every time you step in Lambeau, man, it's just a blessing. So being able to have a practice in front of our fans, and that's going to give us a lot of energy to finish throughout the day.
On special teams, a bad day for kicker Anders Carlson, missing 3 out of 6, all going wide left again. Baseball, the Brewers and the Nationals tonight in D.C. Pat Murphy on starting Frankie Montas after 19 starts with the Reds before being traded to Milwaukee.
Yeah, I think a veteran coming in that can log some innings like that, very important for us, and we're excited to have him.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun at the Lanes on 20.
Yes!
August presents Bowler Appreciation Sundays. Score big with one-topping pizzas from Angry Brothers Pub for just $10, plus discounted lane rentals all day Sunday. Be sure to sign up for fall bowling and volleyball leagues. Whether you prefer casual or competitive, there's something for everyone. Also, check out the area's best live music on the patio every Sunday afternoon from 3 to 6. The deals are hot and the fun never stops at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Get ready for the winning team of selection, service, convenience, and savings at Studebaker's Fuel and Food in Racine. During this sweltering summer, cool down with an ice-cold deal. 10-pound bags of ice for just 99 cents. Keep your refreshing beverages cool while you're out and about. Whether you step into the store or slide through the convenient drive-thru, Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Fast meets fantastic at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, located at 31 and Spring in Racine.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Heat and humidity continues this weekend before cooler and less humid weather arrives next week. Mostly clear tonight to a low near 70. Sunny, hot, and humid, and a high in the mid-80s tomorrow. Isolated showers and storms Saturday night and Sunday. High again mid-80s, cooler 70s next week. We're sitting at 84 degrees right now.
Appreciation Sundays. Score big with one-topping pizzas from Angry Brothers Pub for just $10, plus discounted lane rentals all day Sunday. Be sure to sign up for fall bowling and volleyball leagues. Whether you prefer casual or competitive, there's something for everyone. Also, check out the area's best live music on the patio every Sunday afternoon from 3 to 6. The deals are hot and the fun never stops at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Get ready for the winning team of selection, service, convenience, and savings at Studebaker's Fuel and Food in Racine. During this sweltering summer, cool down with an ice-cold deal. 10-pound bags of ice for just 99 cents. Keep your refreshing beverages cool while you're out and about. Whether you step into the store or slide through the convenient drive-thru, Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Fast meets fantastic at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, located at 31 and Spring in Racine.
Track and he looks up, it is gone.
Turns around, watches it. It is gone.
It's time for baseball on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Get up!